USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to visit Taiwan as a part of her tour of Asia. Republican lawmakers point out this is a free trip on the American taxpayers' dime, as there is no diplomatic deals or arrangements scheduled. Taiwanese officials added she is expected to stay in Taiwan overnight after landing in Taipei sometime Tuesday. The White House announced Monday that a U.S. missile launched from a drone in Kabul, Afghanistan, killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zahari, a founding member of the jihadist movement and one of the key strategists behind the September 11th attacks.
And since the United States delivered justice in bin Laden 11 years ago, Zawahiri has been a leader of al-Qaeda, the leader. From hiding, he coordinated al-Qaeda's branches and all around the world, including setting priorities for providing operational guidance that call for and inspire attacks against U.S. targets.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W-proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack, over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
High-speed solar winds from a hole in the sun's atmosphere are set to hit Earth's magnetic field on Wednesday, triggering a minor G1 geomagnetic storm. That's according to forecasters at the National Ocean Atmospheric Administration Space Weather Prediction Center. As the midterm elections is less than 100 days away, what will you be voting for? The recession costing everyone too much for not enough? Out-of-control spending? Bad leadership? Or D, all of the above?
A new poll shows inflation, government, and bad leadership are top concerns for Americans. Gallup says 17% of those surveyed listed each topic as their primary concern. Meanwhile, 92% of Americans do not believe abortion is the most important issue facing Americans right now. This after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade earlier this summer. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
The new Saudi Arabian-backed golf tournament competing directly with the PGA Tour has very deep pockets. According to LIV Golf CEO Greg Norman, LIV Golf offered a figure between $700 million and $800 million to Tiger Woods in an attempt to get the 15-time major winner away from the PGA Tour. Greg called Tiger a needle mover, so of course you got to look at the best of the best. Few professional golfers have been more critical of LIV Golf than Tiger Woods. As President Biden gives the green light to take out the leader of al-Qaeda in Kabul, Afghanistan over the weekend, National Security Military Analyst Dr. Rebecca Grant on Fox News says Taliban leadership is giving safe harbor to America's enemies.
Just because Zahari's been taken out does not excuse Biden's botched Afghanistan pullout. And remember, the UN told us last month that Zahari was living in Kabul, that he was, in their words, active and communicating freely. That equals safe harbor. So this Taliban government, no surprise, is basically giving safe harbor to some senior al-Qaeda operatives. Now, there's a lot behind that, rivalries between the Taliban, al-Qaeda, parts of ISIS and ISIL. It's a very complex picture. But what we know is that Afghanistan is, again, a harbor for terrorism at some level.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.